Yes, so that was my original slide for this morning, and that was the nice, bright, shiny talk that I had got prepared for you with some really nice slides. So maybe look forward to hearing that another time, if I'm ever invited back. But as I've been sitting there, I've just had this increasing sense that actually I should talk about something else. So I've got permission as a man under authority, and so Mission Within Reach, we'll hear another time. Thank you, Andy. That means that, unfortunately, you have no slides. So why don't you just take a look around the room? Look at the person next to you, either side of you, behind. So if ever you needed convincing that we're into biodiversity, there's your confirmation of that. Because we're a pretty mixed bunch, aren't we? There is biodiversity in this room. Tall, short, thin, the other thing. Young, old. People who've been here for a long time, people. Is there anyone it's, sorry, I don't really want to embarrass you. Is there anyone it's your first time here this morning? Anyone? Welcome. Some people who've arrived in the last few months. Some people who've been here a very long time. And that's really what I want to talk about this morning, very briefly. Just looking at a passage. And apologies, it's a passage I'm pretty certain I've preached on here before, but it was a long time ago, so 70% of you won't have remembered it. But it's something I just feel... it's just a strategic word for this congregation, this group of people this morning at this point in time. And actually it concerns Wells. Interestingly, even that just felt like, you know, the Lord does have little jokes and plays on words, I think, sometimes, and that just felt like a confirmation. So why don't you, if you have a Bible, why don't you turn to Genesis chapter 26? And in Genesis 26, we have some narrative concerning Isaac. And it's kind of the biggest chunk of information we kind of have about Isaac's activities, really. And it concerns some wells and unstopping wells and having trouble with wells and digging new wells. And I want to just look at the different wells that are mentioned in this passage. Because I believe in this room we represent many, if not all of them. And I suppose I want to warn you up front that in the short time we have, I'm expecting God to speak to us by his Spirit. That this won't, this is what I prayed earlier on, this won't just be information, but God wants to bring revelation to lead to transformation in our lives this morning. So, yes, listen to the words I'm saying. Read the words in front of you if you have a Bible open. But also open your heart to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And if you are new here, and if maybe the idea of the Holy Spirit speaking to you is a new concept, just go with it. Just be open to that this morning, even if you don't understand it, because I believe God has things to say, probably to everyone here, but particularly to some groups of people. So I'm going to pick up the story in Genesis 26 at verse 12. There's an interesting bit that's gone before that, which we've not got time to look at in detail, where we see just how much a chip off the old block Isaac was, where he makes exactly the same mistake and tells exactly the same lies, pretty much, that his father did. But he comes through that. And in verse 12, it says this: Isaac planted crops in that land. This is the land he's now in. And the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. Wonderful sentence coming up. The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. Blessing. God's blessing on him. Despite the mistakes that he'd made, despite the fact that he wasn't living a nice, bright, shiny, absolutely perfect life. He was someone who basically had a heart after God. He wanted to walk with him. And in the midst of all of his mistakes, God still blessed him as Isaac kind of opened himself to walking as God led him. That's a word of encouragement to at least one person here this morning. You feel you've blown it? You haven't. God still wants to bless you this morning. And he wants to use you as a blessing to others, which is what we see with Isaac. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines, that's the people who were already in the land, envied him. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth. We'll come back to that word, earth, in just a moment. And then Abimelech, that's the king, said to Isaac, "Move away from us, you've become too powerful." So Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar and settled there. And Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same names his father had given them. In this room, there are people here, and I'm looking around the room and I can see you, and you'll know who you are. You know you are an old well in this community. And by that, I'm not using that in a negative sense at all. You are an established well. You've been here for a while. I'll put my hand up as well. And you know that that's who you are. And the first thing I want to say is to encourage all of those of us who are old wells here that God still has purpose for you in this place. God still has purpose for you in this place. These wells that we've just read about, they were old established wells. Isaac's father had dug them. He had dug them to be a blessing in that land, to be useful and to be a source of refreshment and life. And that purpose was still there for them, even though there had been difficulty. But that purpose was still there for them. And if you are an old well in this community, God still has purpose for you here. He hasn't moved on and left you behind. There is still a purpose for you to be here. Peter and Anne, there is still purpose for you to be here. You are still a blessing to people. And in the midst of difficulty, and we'll talk about the difficulty in a moment, you are still a blessing to people here. There is purpose in you being here, and you bring refreshment and life to people. That's true, isn't it? They do. Andrew and Mavis, you are here for a purpose. You bring life wherever you go, actually, you bring life. But you bring life in this place. And you are appreciated and you are loved even more. You know that, but it's even more than you know. And there is a purpose for you being here. You bring refreshment and you bring life. You are an old well in this place. But that doesn't mean you're an outmoded well. That doesn't mean you're a well that no longer has purpose. You are here for purpose. But with these wells, there had been a problem. Now, I wanted to say what I've just said first, because I'm not saying this applies to every old well here. But in these particular wells in Genesis 26, there had been a problem. There had been enemy action. It wasn't, if you like, the well's fault. The wells hadn't dried up. There'd been enemy action. And they had been stopped up. And they'd been stopped up in a particular way. It says the Philistines filled them with, in the translation I read, earth. You know, I sort of vaguely knew this story before I studied it a while back. And in my head, my memory was that the wells had been stopped up with rocks. But it's not rocks. See, rocks are big and obvious. And when the enemy comes and puts rocks in our way, we tend to see them. But earth is more of a problem. Because I looked up what this word earth means, and it can mean several different things in the original Hebrew. The first thing it can mean is dust. Dust's a problem, isn't it? Who's got a wooden floor here in their house? Quite a lot of us now these days. Dust's a problem on a wooden floor, isn't it? What happens? You get Dust bunnies, that's a nice cozy name for them. I'll remember that when I find... See, here's the thing. How do dust bunnies occur? They occur from the accumulation of the insignificant. And that's how the enemy can bring us down so many times, can stop up our well. Not rocks. When we see rocks coming, we kind of go around the outside usually. Sometimes we trip over them, but when it's earth, when it's dust, just that first bit of dust doesn't seem significant. And the second bit and the third bit, but before you know where you are, you have a dust bunny rolling around on the floor. And it's a problem. It needs dealing with. Dust is the accumulation of the insignificant. And of course, quite a lot of dust, as we know, is made up of what? Skin. Dust speaks about our humanity. Sometimes it's not the big evil. It's just us being human and messing things up and missing things, and it accumulates and it blocks up the well. There's people here, your well has been blocked through the accumulation of the insignificant. It just needs dealing with. It can mean ashes. Ashes speak to me of things that have got burnt up, obviously, which can be dreams, visions, hopes, aspirations, unfulfilled expectation, unfulfilled prophecy, stuff which is burnt in our life and it can become a bitterness to us. It can block up the well. And the last thing, there's a number of other words, but rubbish is another thing it can mean. Rubbish can become a problem, can't it? I mean, I travel, if you had the slides that I was going to show you, you'd have seen some situations in Africa, and rubbish there can become a problem because no one knows what to do with it. And it becomes a place where disease breeds and it's unsightly and it's a health hazard, and just the accumulation of rubbish in our lives. Stuff that we should have thrown away, got rid of years ago, but we've kind of kept hold of it. My loft's like that. I need a clear week to go through my loft. There's stuff up there that I moved from the loft of our old house 12 years ago. 12 years ago? And it's still, and I should have thrown it away en route, but, and the garage. Thank you, dear. So good having your wife. Anyway, so dust, ashes, rubbish. There's some old wells here, not the people I've just singled out, but there's some old wells here. And right now, you know, the Holy Spirit speaking to you about things that have blocked up the well. He wants to deal with it with you. Moving on very quickly, verse 19. Oh, by the way, sorry, one final thing. When Isaac unblocks the wells, he gives them the same name that they were given all along. God has put an identity in you that he doesn't want to change your DNA. In the midst of all the difficulties you've had, it's not that you need to be a different person. He wants to bless again the identity he made you for in the first place. Isaac's servants, verse 19, dug in the valley, discovered a well of fresh water there, but the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with the tri-herdsmen. Water's ours. They called the well Esek because they disputed. The word Esek means dispute. They dug another well, quarreled over that also. He named it Sitna, which I think means quarrel. And he moved on from there and dug another well. No one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, now the Lord has given us room, because it means a roomy place, and we will flourish in the land. I'm not going to go into all the analysis of these verses, just to say this. There are others here this morning and you have encountered strife and quarrel and opposition. But God wants to bring you into a new Rehoboth open place. And the final group, the final wells, from there he went to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I'm the God of your father Abraham. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'll bless you. Increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Isaac was there to be a blessing, to increase. Isaac built an altar there, called on the name of the Lord. They pitched his tent. His servants dug a well. We'll skip on through. verse 32, that day Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they dug. They said, "We found water." He called it Sheba. To this day, the name of the town's been Beersheba. There's a bit that I skipped out where Isaac has to come to a point of reconciliation. Again, that might be important for some of you. Read the verses. Blessing comes after reconciliation. But this last group is its new wells. And it's fantastic, as I stand here as an old well, to look around this room and see new wells. We recognize you guys. Fantastic. Fantastic. I don't know you at all, but fantastic. Brilliant to see people stepping up to the plate like this, to see just in such a short time, relatively, you come through and be in this point where you're being brought into leadership. And I bless that. I bless that. I bless that. And you are an example of a new well in this place. Who can, and this is where the analogy falls down, because wells don't build on other wells, but you are building on the blessing of what's gone before, but you can take it into new areas. There is fresh water to come from you that can't come from others. You're here for a purpose, but it's not just them, guys. There's others. There's others. There's others sitting here right now. Whether you join a leadership team or don't join a leadership team, that isn't really the point. The point is there's fresh water that God wants to bring to this place, to this community, but to this community. I was going to talk about mission. We are all here for mission. Mission isn't something for the weird and elect, as in, you know, the slightly strange ones we're going to send overseas or whatever. Mission is for all of us. Because God has made the church to join in with his mission in the world. I'll talk more about that another time. But we are all here for this community that needs the fresh water that God wants to bring through. So, Sarah, could you, as another well, by the way, could you come and... No, sorry, I don't mean Sarah. Yes, that's Sarah. That's Sarah, sorry. Yeah, sorry, using the word well and Sarah is a bit of a problem, isn't it? But actually, whilst you're coming... That is true. You are another. You guys are, you know, you've been around a while now, but you are a new well that's been through difficulty, of which I know nothing. But you've been through difficulty, but there is an unblocking, a fresh release. It's not that you've not been doing stuff, but there is even now fresh release to come to you.